A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we're going to some place where I don't go nearly often enough, and I should, because we're going to Rioja, Spain. And I think this is one of the areas, it's north central Spain, where they have just terrific grape growing capacities and a culture that's centered around grape growing and good food. And we just don't go there as often as we should. And there's terrific values all over. I think Spain offers some terrific return on investments when you're purchasing wines. One of the things that's nice is they tend to hold on to the wine a little longer before they release them. Today we're going to be drinking the Campo Viejo Rioja, which means Old Camp Rioja, and it's produced by probably one of the largest wineries in Spain. But it doesn't taste like a commercial wine. This is a wine that they take their time when they make it. They leave it on oak for quite a while to develop some complexity. They hold on to the bottles in their cellars for a while before they release it. So we were drinking the 2014 today. That's 6 years old and probably very ready to drink. So I've poured some in the glass, and right away it's a gorgeous deep purple, ruby red color with just a little orange gold around the rim, which usually comes from the aging I was talking about earlier. But what a nice aroma. It's bright and deep and complex. Lots of fruit, black cherries, clove smell, very definitely going towards the savory, spicy side of things. And let's taste it and see where we're going with it. Oh, those are nice. That's nice flavors. The aroma promised some good tastes, and we certainly have them here. I'm getting good fruit up front, lots of cherries, black plums, ripe raspberries. But it's all kind of held up by a background of the wood from being stored in oak. A lot of cloves, a little green pepper, and vanilla, caramely kind of undertones coming from the oak aging. It's all overall, I think it's a smooth, medium body, well-balanced wine. One more sip here. And a nice, mildly tannic finish for a clean, lovely resolvement on this whole wine. I think that this wine would be, with that woody notes and clove notes, would just be a perfect accompaniment for grilled quail. So that's the 2014 Campo Viejo Rioja.